Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Oh, we have been working so hard. I don't know if you've been listening to VFN Radio. We've been sharing a lot of golden treasures of things and revelations that, you know, God has given us over the year. And I was really enjoying some of the words in here. It's just, I mean, you're talking about prophecy. I mean, every single day, you know, we have to hear from God and kind of seek his perspective. And we're just having a conversation, a light conversation, L-I-G-H-T, because every conversation that you hear on the news, the political conversations, the religious conversations, I mean, you just want to say, hey, I just want to go into my cave and just hide out. I mean, is there anybody who believes God? What happened to this God? Like right. When you think about Gideon, Gideon's going, yeah, you don't hear, I'm hiding out in a wine press here, just trying to survive. And you got, you know, these angels showing up talking about mighty man of valor and talking about an awesome future. And he's saying, but what happened to the God of our past, that all the things that have happened in the past? And he began to speak into his life. And let me tell you something, there is hope. There is hope in God. What's going on right now, as you can see, you might not even know it. You may have buried your head in the sand of denial sometime back, right. And now you're just kind of, I know some people that I don't even watch TV anymore. And you go, oh, wow, what holy people. They go, no, I just watch Netflix. It's like, oh, you're totally disconnected from all reality. Right. You want any news or anything that's going on. Man, we'll let you know what happens when you start running this way.
Exactly.
But just thinking, my goodness, you know, God is preparing. He always has a way. And what's happening? What's happening in the environment today? God is getting our attention. And remember this, he's a loving God. God loves you, and God's got a plan for your life. He loves you so much, he'll shake your world to all you have left to do is look up.
That's right.
And then he'll go, you know what? I love you. And you'll go, thank you for being there for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll say, you're welcome, and I've always been there for you.
Right.
And then he'll begin to restore things back to you one by one. And some people can have more restoration than others, because some people get fully restored and they start trusting again in the stuff that he gave them. And Hosea 2 talks about that, the restoration. He pulls things away, but he does that to establish. And there is awesome hope. You know, kingdoms come and kingdoms rise and kingdoms fall, and God determines when they do. And he even says very specifically that this kingdom will rise and this is its future, but all of a sudden its people begin to turn away from him, then he'll say, never mind. I don't want, you know, the plans I intended for it, it's over with. You think about it, when you look at, and we're really talking a little perspective here of God's news behind the news, when we're seeing all these things take place with North Korea and China and the Middle East and America. And when he told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, he's saying, listen, go. As I was with Moses, I'll be with you. Everywhere you set your foot, I will give you this land. And you think, and he says, you will never be defeated by anybody. Never by anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened? They went to Ai.
They
went to Ai, the smallest town to defeat, and they got defeated and made a fool of an Ai.
They sure did.
And it's like, some people say, well, I thought God said, like, but I didn't know you was hiding a wedge of gold and a mink coat in your tent. You know, it's like if we stay right before God, and there's hope. I mean, God will begin to bring us into a place, a promised land, not on this earth, but in him, and bringing us into heaven. And this journey is us learning how to trust him and how to get our morning bread, our manna, our part of Jesus, the word, the living and active word of God in our life. And we need some Joshuas to rise up and believe that God can take us in. You know, Joshua had his moments when he thought, oh my goodness, God told me that, you know, we'll never be defeated. And we just got defeated in Ai. And he began to cry out and he said, you know, we're just going to die. We're going to die. And God says, get off your face and deal with the one who has sinned. And so often, you know, we don't deal with sin in the camp. We just don't deal with it.
Right.
You know, we just kind of let it go and let it go. In tradition, you know, and I say tradition, in large majority of the church today, they've created such fiscal debt that it's a financial decision first before it's a biblical decision.
All right.
Second. and they take it to a board who makes financial and administrative decisions, and they give you a logical response. If you tell Mr. CEO or Mrs. CEO, whoever, that they got to deal with that, you know, they're going to leave, and that's like 20% of our budget. We're going to go belly up in this building, and it's like all of a sudden we began to trust ourselves and trust people instead of trusting God, and that's when we start losing the battles.
That's right.
Yeah, that's when we start losing the battles. And the thing is, if you look at God's people on their journey, just study those that have gone before us and realize, have you read Hebrews chapter 11? I mean, the Hall of Faith, have you read about those that we're supposed to imitate? I mean, if you look at the natural sense, you would think most of, you know, the world today, and especially Americans, they would think, oh, these guys, they miss God.
Mm-hmm.
But God says the world wasn't even worthy of these guys. You can no longer, you can't measure God's success by how men view success. You just can't do it. And you can either be popular in God's eyes or popular in men's eyes, but you can't be them both.
Right.
What happens, though, when you do what's right in God's eyes, there's the people who want God will want to be around you. They want God.
Mm-hmm.
And you start seeing things take place. I just want to encourage you that though you're seeing things take place and you look to the leaders, in even in Washington, D.C., and you think, is this really happening? Are they really, is this like, nuh-uh, not me type conversations? You did it first type things, or about our entire nation. Are they printing so much money that we're going under now? Are they spending so much money that we're going under? Are we borrowing 40% of our money from China and other countries now? You know, are we picking a fight with Jacob,
right,
in Israel, with Israel? You think, oh my goodness. And you think about this. I want to encourage you that this is what God says. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, turn from our wicked ways, humble ourselves, and seek his face. He said, then he'll hear from heaven and he'll heal our land. He says, when I send plagues, when these terrible things come upon you that I sent, he said, basically, it's hardship. Consider hardship as discipline. I'm treating you as a son. But if you'll respond to them, these things will change. Washington, D.C. is nothing but a reflection of the heart of America, American people.
Mm-hmm.
That's us. That's what they are. They're politicians. They actually get voted in by us, you know?
Right.
I mean, how can you yell at people that you voted in, or your lack of participation in the democracy, in the republic in which we stand?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't stand.
While we stand.
Yeah, while we stand. And the thing is that how we change Washington is we change our hearts. And you know what? Let me tell you, I'll give you hope. Listen to this. Even the very people that are in Washington, God holds their heart in his hand. And if we'll change our heart, God can change their heart overnight.
That's right.
That what's happening right now is happening because the church's heart's not right. I don't care what anybody tells you. I'm hearing things like, they're preaching the gospel of grace. Well, it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not the gospel of grace. But once you make grace a gospel, that's a permission to sin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the gospel of faith. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And these other things are attributes to faith in Jesus Christ.
Right.
And the benefits. And the last thing that we need to be focusing on is permission to continue to do wrong. We need to do right. Mm-hmm. So if we want to change Washington without even changing the people there, we can begin changing ourselves through personal transformation.
Right.
Personal transformation. You could say, you know what? I kept on yelling at the world because it didn't adjust to me. God, I'm going to begin to adjust to you and entrust you to adjust this world. And that's how it works. You just begin to spend time with God. And we have a simple plan. If you've never done it, it needs to be simple. If it's not simple, you'll be defeated in it. You just need to be able to spend time with God on a regular basis. Abide with him like he talks about in John 15. He says, if you remain in me, if you're reading the NIV, if you're reading the New King James, abide in me, and my word abides in you, he said, listen, you'll bear much fruit, and all these great things will come out. What God has saved you for is a personal relationship with him. He loves you. He's got a plan for your life. If you don't have a simple plan, we have a simple plan for you. It's at iabide.org. iabide.org. We're right back. You're listening to VFN Radio. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.